Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, thanks for having us on. Today we do appreciate the ride home with you. We're going to be talking about some very interesting topics this hour. Thanks for being around for that. We're going to talk about the city's new sanitation rollout and the problems that are going on with that. Also, talking about UWF potentially hiring a new vice president of strategic initiatives, paying that person about $180,000 a year. Nice little salary there. And of course, here's the three important things you really should know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the number one story, the National Hurricane Center is tracking a wave tagged Invest 94L moving across the tropics, located 700 miles east-southeast of the Lesser Antilles. The NHC giving the system about a 10% chance to develop in the next 2 to 7 days. It appears the Saharan dust layer is preventing the system from developing. The next named system will become Tropical Storm Dexter.
And the U.S. House approved millions of dollars in federal funding for Pensacola. $12 million will restore the Blue Angels hangar at VT-10 and another $3 million for improvements to South Navy Boulevard. The money was approved as part of the Department of Defense Appropriations Act of 2026. The legislation moves on to the U.S. Senate for consideration.
Okay, here's your third story this hour. The check is in the mail. You've heard the old cliche before.
Right.
Well, it's playing out locally as nearly $16 million in settlement money on the way to Pensacola Energy customers. The refunds amount to an unlawfully collected franchise fee. Well, checks go out to current utility customers in the next 2 weeks, depleting the utility's reserve funds.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we got time for a couple of these here very quickly. 41-year-old Georgina Ann Nichols was sentenced to 20 years in state prison on Thursday. Her charges stemmed from a traffic stop conducted by PPD last September, during which officers discovered over six grams of fentanyl along with meth, cocaine, and narcotics paraphernalia. After her arrest, she was taken to the Escambia County Jail, where she was later found in her cell with an additional ounce of fentanyl.
WSRE, PBS, and NPR stations will be affected by the $1.1 billion in cuts to federal funds to public broadcasting television and radio stations. Last Thursday, the Senate passed the measure that included about $9 billion in federal spending cuts to foreign aid and kills 2 years' worth of public broadcasting funding. Jill Hubb, the station's general manager, confirming the cuts will have an impact on local staffing and community outreach services. 615. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, Chris. When I right when I finished my story and you were reading yours, I got an early sneak peek at the map here. I'm still looking at it. Doesn't look like there's anything going on. Our last major spot was Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach, heading towards Highway 87. There was a wave of congestion there, and I told you about 20 minutes ago that it was probably going to die down soon, and it looks like it just about has. As for your weather, we're also seeing that temperature slowly but surely creep down. Went from 96 to 94. Tonight's low is going to be 79. Next few days are going to be pretty hot. But come Thursday, we are going to see the highs drop a good deal, only sitting at 89 degrees right now. But that's mainly because of what is currently a 90% chance of showers.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, I see your crystal ball is working pretty nicely for you today.
Thank you, sir.
Dealing with that weather conditions. New attraction off the Florida coast set to open soon. Therese Crowley has more on what's going on.
A new star becomes visible from Florida's Space Coast. It's the Star of the Seas, the largest cruise vessel in the world, underway on its shakedown cruise from its construction port in Finland, docking at Florida's Port Canaveral August 15th. The crowning jewel of the Royal Caribbean fleet will embark on its maiden voyage August 31st. A virtual city at sea with 30 decks for a mind-boggling 5,000 passengers. The largest water park on the sea. And even a Broadway stage, lowest price ticket, $951, making stops in the Caribbean. Then the floating city docks off the Royal Caribbean private island. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And a high-profile civil rights lawyer now representing a Jacksonville man involved in a violent arrest. Attorney Ben Crump announced yesterday he's representing William McNeil Jr. Online videos show a Jacksonville Sheriff's Office officer punching him during a traffic stop 5 months ago. The officer punched his window until it broke and then punched him in the head unprovoked. I saw the video. It was exactly like that. The video then shows the officer pulling McNeil out of the car and punching him in the chin.
617 News Radio 92.3. A Florida Republican congresswoman has formally asked the Attorney General to investigate the Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. She says he was lying under oath. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Florida Republican Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna has referred Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to the Attorney General for criminal charges. She told Fox Business anchor Charles Payne she believes Powell perjured himself during Senate testimony about renovations plans at one Federal Reserve building, though two are being renovated.
He was the one that went out there and made the comments to Senate. His testimony is directly conflicting with actually what's being done in design and build. I believe the only thing that was not in his testimony that was accurate is there are no beehives.
Before the Senate, Powell said there was no new marble VIP dining room or water feature planned, that a lot of what was in the original plan had been taken out. The feds released a video showing some of the renovation, like asbestos removal and window installation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Florida ranks as the ninth most expensive state for renters. That's according to a new housing report. The National Low Income Housing Coalition says Floridians need to earn more than $31 an hour to afford a typical one-bedroom apartment. That's based on a statewide average rent of over $1,600 a month. States with higher housing wages in Florida included, but weren't limited to, California, Hawaii, Massachusetts, and New York.
A surf instructor recovering in the hospital after a shark bit his foot while he was surfing off New Smyrna Beach here in Florida. That's an area, by the way, often dubbed as the shark bite capital of the world. I don't think I want that moniker on my beach.
Probably not.
Keep it away. Stephanie Buffamonte is in on News Radio 92.3.
Sam Hollis, the surfer, he tells me that shark dragged him about 10 to 15 feet. Thankfully, he was able to get away. He's still in the hospital after his surgery, but is on the road to recovery. Sam's 18 and has been surfing since he was a little kid. He's now a surf instructor in New Smyrna Beach. He was out on the water with a camper yesterday when he said the shark came out of nowhere and bit his entire foot.
I was kicking at it after, you know, I realized that it had me in its mouth because I was like, yeah, get this thing away from me. So, but then, it tried to swim away, but it still like had my foot in its mouth for a good little bit.
Now, Sam, he has such a great spirit. He loves to surf and is not letting this stop him. He says he's ready to get back out on the water once he recovers.
Okay, nighttime parades. Hooray! I've returned to Walt Disney World. I love the lighted parades at nighttime down there. They were just a... They cut them out. I guess it probably had something to do with COVID at the time.
Ooh, could have been, yep.
Okay, here's Eben Brown with more.
It's been about 10 years since Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom in Orlando featured a regular nighttime parade. The events used to be a crowning jewel event for parkgoers who, after spending a full day seeing shows, meeting princesses, and riding rides, would take in a moving spectacle full of lights, music, and dancing characters. The new parade show, titled Disney Starlight Dream the Night Away, will be reminiscent of the old presentation, famously called the Electrical Parade. It will run nightly at the Magic Kingdom's Main Street, USA, starting at 9 p.m. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okie dokie. 620 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Monday evening edition of News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So, you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us the freedom of religion.
It's the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote.
It's the veteran, not the poet, who has given us the freedom of speech.
The veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to assemble.
It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press.
It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial.
We should all be very proud of our young men and women in the service, no matter where they serve. Thank you.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about West Palm Beach, Florida, where they have a fully autonomous vehicle, not even a steering wheel inside. Would you trust it? The Escambia County Commissioners are frustrated with the Clerk of Courts over her asking for more details when it comes to discretionary spending. Citizens in Pensacola are very frustrated over changes in sanitation, and it boiled over at the city council meeting. And if you've been missing her and her laugh, Candy was back with us while John was out. You can catch all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Brutal out here.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Retailers and manufacturers who usually make big money during the holiday shopping season are now confronting one big unknown. Can you say the word tariffs? That's the word. Here's Paul Stevens.
That big unknown, tariffs. What will they cover and how high will they be? This is about the time of the year when businesses that make and sell consumer goods usually nail down their holiday orders and prices. But tariff threats by the Trump White House have complicated those plans. The consequences for consumers, stores may not have the specific items customers want come November and December. The lack of a clear tariff strategy has been especially disruptive for the U.S. toy industry, which gets nearly 80% of its products from China. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
All right, stocks Indy Mix kicking off a week of profit updates. Hillary Barsky's in on News Radio 92.3. Here's your market update.
The major averages losing steam in the final hour of trading and pairing from bigger earlier gains and ending mixed. But the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notch record closes as investors get in gear for a busy week of earnings reports and focus on the latest trade developments. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech gained and lifted the tech-heavy NASDAQ for its 12th record close of the year, and shares of Block surged 7% following news that the digital payments provider will be replacing Hess in the S&P 500 starting on Wednesday. The Dow winners, Amazon, Home Depot, and Verizon. The Dow decliners, American Express, Travelers, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 19 points. The NASDAQ up 79. S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, nothing. If you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for your weather, sitting at around 94 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be pretty toasty as well, highs of 97 and 96 respectively. But Thursday, going to see a sudden drop in high all the way down to 89 degrees. That's because of those increasing rainfall chances.
626, News Radio 92.3. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says it is time for the city to brace itself for the dangers of wildfires. Yeah, they happen this time of year like they do every year. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Mayor Bass said on CBS Face the Nation, with ICE raids and homelessness among continuing issues in her city,
we are prepared. We do know that it's fire season.
The city continues to rebuild from the Palisades fire in January that burned tens of thousands of acres. As this fire season begins, the city still does not have a permanent fire chief. Bass says that's being addressed.
The nation's second largest city needs to make sure that we search the nation for the best talent.
Former L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley was dismissed by Mayor Bass, who cited issues with Crowley's communication and readiness for the Palisades fire. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And Russia is firm on its war demands despite recent threats of sanctions. According to a Kremlin spokesperson, Russia's goals are clear and have not changed. The comments follow President Trump warning of sanctions if Russian President Vladimir Putin does not agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine in less than 50 days.
Well, a SkyWest pilot had to perform an aggressive maneuver in order to avoid colliding with a B-52 bomber. Jonathan Siri up at Atlanta with more on the almost crash in North Dakota.
There you go.
Yeah. The FAA tells Fox News it's investigating an incident involving a commercial jet and an Air Force B-52 bomber. A Delta regional jet operated by SkyWest Airlines traveling from Minneapolis was on approach to Minot, North Dakota, when the pilot turned suddenly to avoid an oncoming B-52 bomber from the nearby Air Force base. Kyle Bailey is a former FAA safety team member.
It appears the B-52 bomber was pretty much approaching the airliner from the right side towards from the back, kind of in the pilot's blind spot if he was looking around visually.
The SkyWest pilot later explained to his passengers the tower at the small commercial airport they were flying into does not have a radar in Atlanta. Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
And a hearing about Harvard's frozen federal research funding is over. A federal judge in Boston heard the university and the Justice Department present oral arguments over the Trump administration's decision to withhold more than $2 billion. No formal ruling was issued, but the judge called the case mind-boggling. Harvard accused the Trump administration of violating its First Amendment rights by freezing the funding. DOJ lawyers, meanwhile, argued the school failed to adequately address anti-Semitism on campus, which violated the rights of Jewish students.
A New York City campaign office for Democratic Representative AOC was vandalized over the weekend. Here's more from Fox's Gernal Scott.
The NYPD is investigating the incident. Red paint was splattered on the front window and the sidewalk outside the office in the Bronx. Police also found a sign out front accusing Ocasio-Cortez of funding genocide in Gaza. That's in reference to a vote she cast last week in the House against a bill from Georgia GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene that would have slashed U.S. foreign aid funding for Israel, including its defense forces. On X last week, Ocasio-Cortez posted that Greene's amendment did not end the flow of U.S. munitions in Gaza, prompting her no vote. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And Hunter Biden's going viral. He spoke out against high-profile Democrats who publicly criticized his father, former President Biden, during the 2024 election. The former president's son lashed out on actor George Clooney and others during a profanity-laced podcast interview.
Yeah, and is mostly laced with F-bombs all throughout those interviews. Yes. So you take it at that. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard threatening legal action after claims that the Obama administration created a false narrative that Russia meddled in the 2016 election vote count. David Spunt has the story from Washington.
Gabbard says the Obama team previously found no Russian interference in the 2016 election. And then suddenly, shortly before Trump took office in January 2017, she says the Obama folks changed the narrative. She released these documents on Friday, though it's getting a lot of play over the weekend. Fox News Digital obtained a declassified copy of the presidential daily brief for Obama dated December 8, 2016. It reads, in part, "We assess that Russian criminal actors did not impact recent U.S. election results by conducting malicious cyber activities against election infrastructure." Then she says shortly before Trump took office, the intelligence seemed to change and allegations about Russian interference to help Trump were rampant.
Not for the better.
The stock market is reaching record highs. The White House calling it proof. 6 months in, Maganomics is working.
Democrats have been highly critical of Trump's deportation policy and tariffs. Explosives recovered from an apartment building may have led to a deadly explosion at a Los Angeles sheriff's facility.
Last Thursday, members of the LA County Sheriff's Department's arson and explosives unit were called to an apartment building in Santa Monica to dispose of two grenades, noting investigators are looking into whether those recovered devices led to the explosion at a Sheriff's Department training facility Friday that killed three members of the arson and explosives unit.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
The news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the NHC is tracking a wave tagged Invest-94L moving across the tropics, located 700 miles east-southeast of the Lesser Antilles. The NHC gives the system a closer to 10% chance at last check to develop in the next 2 to 7 days. It appears the Saharan dust layer is preventing the system from developing. The next named system will become Tropical Storm Dexter whenever it does happen.
Okay, here's your second story. The U.S. House approved millions of dollars in federal funding for Pensacola. $12 million will restore the Blue Angels hangar over at VT-10 on Sherman Field. Another $3 million for improvements to South Navy Boulevard. The money was approved as part of the Department of Defense's Appropriations Act of 2026. The legislation moves on to the U.S. Senate for consideration.
All right, and the check is in the mail. The old cliche is playing out locally as nearly $16 million in settlement money is on the way to Pensacola Energy customers. The refunds amount to an unlawfully collected franchise fee. Checks will go out to current utility customers in the next 2 weeks, depleting the utility's reserve funds.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Pensacola residents are invited to participate in an upcoming public meeting for the Fricker Resource Center renovation project. With almost $10 million in funding, the center is preparing renovations for a two-story multi-purpose community facility. The first meeting is scheduled Wednesday, 6:30 to 8 at the center on 900 North F Street in Pensacola.
All right. And an Escambia County canine unit successfully located an endangered missing person last week using what's called a scent kit. The kit preserves the unique scent of an individual. And of course, that's pivotal to canine searches for obvious reasons. The individual had been missing for 2 to 4 hours. The scent kit helped Deputy Katie Touchstone and her canine Buster track the person over a half mile and determine their direction of travel.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
1-2, and that's strikeout number 10 for Tarek Skubal.
Reigning American League Cy Young Award winner, All-Star Game starting pitcher Tarek Skubal helped the Detroit Tigers snap a 6-game losing streak. Skubal struck out 11 Texas Rangers last night in Arlington on ESPN, where the Tigers beat the Rangers 2-1. Detroit atop the Major League Baseball standings by a half game over the Brewers and the Cubs. The Brewers ran their win streak to 10 games Sunday. For the second time in under 2 weeks, Milwaukee completed a 3-game sweep of the Dodgers, 6-5. The Cubs lost 6-1 to the Red Sox, who got a pair of home runs from Willier Abreu. Boston also got a pinch-hit 3-run home run from Alex Bregman. Sox have won 14 of the last 18 games. The Cubs' win streak was snapped at 4. The White Sox had to the Pirates their third straight loss, 7-2. The AL East leading Blue Jays beat the Giants 8-6. Toronto three games ahead of the Yankees, who beat the Braves 4-2. Behind the 351st career home run by Aaron Judge, who's now tied with Alex Rodriguez for the sixth most in Yankee pinstripes. The Angels quadrupled the Phillies 8-2. Royals over the Marlins 7-4. Orioles topped the Rays 5-3. Xander Bogaerts hit a grand slam for the Padres in an 8-1 win over the Nationals. The Guardians got 11 strikeouts from Gavin Williams in an 8-2 win over the Athletics. The Mets slipped by the Reds 3-2. Royce Lewis hit two of the Twins' four home runs in a 7-1 win over the Rockies. Second game in a row, Eugenio Suarez hit two home runs for the Diamondbacks, who defeated the Cardinals 5-3. Golf, Scottie Scheffler won the Open Championship by four strokes over American Harris English. Scheffler's second major win this year. He also won the PGA Championship. This is his fourth major title. For the second year in a row, Denny Hamlin raced to victory at Dover Motor Speedway. Did so in double overtime over Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Chase Briscoe. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the brother of a late NFL star is facing charges after he crashed his car into a San Jose post office. USPS officials say Richard Tillman drove into the post office early Sunday morning, triggering an explosion that caused it to go up in flames. Authorities believe Tillman drove into the post office intentionally. Tillman, of course, is the brother of NFL star Pat Tillman, who famously left football behind and chose to serve his country in Afghanistan as an Army Ranger. Pat was killed by friendly fire back in 2004.
An NBA All-Star returns to Los Angeles. Jared Max has the details.
12-time NBA All-Star Chris Paul will play his 21st season in the NBA with the Los Angeles Clippers. A free agent, Paul will sign with the team that plays where his family lives. His second stint with the Clippers. He spent six seasons with the team from 2011 to 2017. Now at age 40, he'll wear the Clippers uniform in a new arena as the team opened play last season at Intuit Dome in Englewood. Last season with the San Antonio Spurs, Chris Paul became the first player to appear in all 82 games in his 20th NBA season. He averaged 8.8 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Chicago Bulls have signed the shortest player in the NBA. Yes, significantly shorter than Chris Paul. It's Japanese point guard Yuki Kawamura. He's only 5'8". A Bulls spokesperson says he's under a two-way contract after playing on their summer league team. Kawamura is not only the shortest player, he's the only one that stands less than 6 feet tall.
Yeah, that should be pretty darn interesting to watch that one.
Underdog story.
Yeah. You see what a 5'8 person looks like next to somebody at 7 feet.
Yeah. Quite intimidating.
Yeah, it is. A rising star in football was gunned down over the weekend. This is not a pretty story. Here's Jared Max.
One of the nation's top recruited defensive linemen, 18-year-old Corey Adams, an incoming freshman at the University of Mississippi, who was to play on the Ole Miss Rebels football team, was killed Saturday night on the outskirts of Memphis, Tennessee. Adams found by law enforcement officials inside a vehicle with a gunshot wound. Life-saving measures were performed but did not succeed. Corey Adams' death being investigated as a homicide. There are four others who suffered gunshot wounds who went to local hospitals. In a statement, the University of Mississippi said, "While our program is trying to cope with this tragic loss, our thoughts are with his loved ones during this incredibly difficult time. We ask the Ole Miss community to keep Corey in their thoughts and respect the privacy of everyone involved." Corey Adams starred in high school in New Orleans for the Edna Carr Cougars. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Four-time major champion Scottie Scheffler just wants to golf and be with his family. He's a quiet superstar as his dominant play does all the talking. And yes, there are players who are more popular than the world's number one golfer, but Scheffler is golf's biggest draw right now as he keeps on making the most difficult sport on the planet look easy. And as we flip golf's major calendar to 2026, the biggest story in golf next year will be, can Scottie complete the career Grand Slam at Shinnecock during the 2026 U.S. Open that just so happens to conclude on his 30th birthday? I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom has provided mortgage-free to these veterans. but we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Rising temps may be leading to rising tensions. For an explanation, here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. You've heard of being hangry, so hungry that you're angry. What about being hot-gry, with summer in full swing and the heat as well? One health expert is sharing why rising temperatures might make you feel more irritable. Dr. Susan Albers, a psychologist with Cleveland Clinic, says our bodies can go into overdrive to keep us cool, and that can create stress, draining energy, and impacting how you think through issues. Dr. Albers notes it's important to drink lots of water to avoid becoming dehydrated, and if you do have activities or errands to do, try them in the early morning or evening hours to avoid the worst of the heat. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And of course, vaping is all the rage right now with the youth. But people always warn that it's addictive because of nicotine, right? Well, kind of. Some vape flavors can activate the brain's reward system even in the absence of nicotine. This is according to a new study by Marshall University. Vanilla and cherry, or just vanilla alone, can affect the dopamine system and other receptors associated with addiction. That means the flavors can raise risks of addiction like behaviors in teens, despite the products being marketed as nicotine-free.
6:43, 17 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Popular blood-thinning medications being offered direct to consumers at steep cost savings for a brand-name pharmaceutical drug. Eben Brown joins us this afternoon.
Pfizer and Bristol-Myers Squibb will be offering patients a new plan to purchase the brand-named anticoagulant Eliquis directly from them at a deep discount. The program is called Eliquis 360 Support, and starting September 8th, uninsured or underinsured patients can buy a month's supply for $346, a discount of 40%. More than 15 million Americans have been prescribed the drug, which thins the blood to prevent clots in the bloodstream. Eliquis is the brand name for Apixaban, for which a generic is approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, but legal challenges are keeping it from the consumer market. Eben Brown, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3. This is a frightening story to pass on to you. A Long Island man has died after a freak accident involving an MRI machine. Nate Foy is in New York City with the story.
The man's widow, Adrian McAllister, says that her husband, Keith, wore a 20-pound chain for weightlifting, but when he entered the MRI room wearing that chain to help his wife stand up, the magnet inside the machine latched onto the chain. Adrian says her husband, Keith McAllister, suffered several heart attacks after the incident. She and the technician tried their best to free him from the machine, but they couldn't. Adrian claims that the technician let him inside the MRI room while Nassau County Police say that he entered an unauthorized area. The MRI office in question has no comment, telling Fox News today.
6:45, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, there's nothing going on the roads. As for your weather, though, man, it's kind of steamy out there. 94 degrees. Going to be a low of 79 tonight. The next couple of days, high of 97, high of 96. But come Thursday, we are going to see the highs drop to just 89. But that's mainly because we currently are sitting at a 90% chance of pop-up showers.
All right. Here's a doggy story. You're going to like it. There's another reason we can all be thankful for man's best friend. Dara Albinger has an explanation.
Dogs can be trained to sniff cancer or alert diabetic owners that their insulin is dropping. Now, add Parkinson's disease to that list. Researchers at the universities of Bristol and Manchester in the UK observed two dogs trained by the charity Medical Detection Dogs. Bumper, a golden retriever, and Peanut, a black lab, were taught to detect a special odor emitted by people who have Parkinson's. It's too faint for humans to notice it, but the dog smelled it up to 98% of the time. Scientists hope to use the findings to develop a simple, non-invasive test to determine Parkinson's long before traditional symptoms show. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
Here's today's business news
Okay, another country star putting together a concert for Texas flood relief victims. This should be a good one. Here's Michelle Polino. If you're gonna
leave me. Miranda Lambert and Parker McCollum team up for Texas. The two country stars are headlining a massive flood relief benefit, Band Together Texas, set for Sunday, August 17th at the Moody Center in Austin. The star-studded lineup includes Kelly Clarkson, Cody Johnson, Ronnie Dunn, Lyle Lovett, Ryan Bingham, Jack Ingram, John Randall, and more. Proceeds go to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country and Central Texas Community Foundation, both at the front lines of July 4th flood relief efforts. The show will also feature tributes to first responders, stories of rescue, and appearances by Matthew McConaughey, Dennis Quaid, and more to be announced. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. CNBC reports Southwest Airlines tickets with seat assignments will go on sale July 29th. The carrier plans to end its Hallmark open seating policy on January 27th. Peacock will soon be charging consumers more every month. The Comcast-owned streaming service says it's hiking its subscription rates by $3 starting next week. Beginning July 23rd, new and returning subscribers will pay $10.99 a month for Peacock Premium and $16.99 a month for Premium Plus. Warner Brothers' Superman won the second straight week at the box office, again grossing an estimated $57.25 million. It's now grossed $235 million domestically and more than $406 million worldwide. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, and U.S. crude oil futures for August sit above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, Ford is recalling more than 694,000 Bronco Sport and Escape vehicles. Major recall we're talking about here. CJ Paca has the story.
The auto giant reports the fuel injector in the vehicles involved in the recall may crack and leak, and that could ignite a fire if it leaks inside the engine compartment and comes in contact with a hot engine or exhaust components. The recall affects certain 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sport and 2020 to 2022 Escape vehicles equipped with 1.5-liter engines. Ford has been looking into the fuel injector issue since 2022, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The company identified the problem on 8 vehicles that experience underhood fires. 6 of the vehicles didn't have updated engine control software. The automaker isn't aware of any injuries related to the fires. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the problem with leakers is they only have partial information. His comments come in response to reports that he was in talks with President Trump over his calls for the firing of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. When pressed on the matter, Bessent said he wants to examine the entire Fed institution and whether they have been successful. President Trump has slammed the report and took to Truth Social, writing in part, quote, "Get your information correct. People don't explain to me. I explain to them."
Okay, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says they believe more trade deals will be announced before an August 1st deadline to impose more tariffs. Here's Madison Allworth.
It's a firm deadline for those reciprocal tariffs to kick in. And if countries can't get a deal done by then they'll start paying. They can keep talking, but that's when the payment starts. Here's Secretary Lutnick.
No, that's a hard deadline. So on August 1st, the new tariff rates will come in. But nothing stops countries from talking to us after August 1st, but they're going to start paying the tariffs on August 1st.
Now, he did share where some tariffs might fall come that August 1st, depending on what negotiation happens. So at this point, Lutnick said that some small countries like Latin American countries, Caribbean, and many countries in Africa would have a baseline tariff of 10%.
Okay, millions of above-ground pools are being recalled. Can you imagine getting recalled in the middle of summertime?
Worst time of the year, man.
Explain to the kids why they're taking the pool away, darling. Yeah. Would you tell the kids why they're taking the pool away?
That, oh, gosh.
All right. Well, there were a lot of drowning deaths in at least 6 states.
My goodness.
Has something to do with it. Jeff Manasso has your details.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission recalling about 5 million above-ground pools that are made in China and sold at major retailers under the brand names Best Way, Coleman, Intex, and Polygroup. They're being recalled over an external strap that wraps around and supports the pool that can provide a foothold for children to climb into the pools and enter the water. The pool straps are linked to 9 deaths nationwide of children as young as 22 months old. Consumers are being urged to stop using the pools immediately and to contact manufacturers for a free repair kit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into this Monday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janny King, the king of clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannyKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
We have a job to do out here today.
To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team is 50,000 strong.
This is the Action Team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Now we turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Last night as I was dreaming about the future, living out my time, the days and years ahead. I was moving with the mighty rearranger. I was thinking about the wisdom that he said.
Come on, baby. It's 6:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin's on a roll.
That weather and traffic together on News Radio 92.3 this afternoon.
Yes, thank you, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, luckily, I don't have anything to report on. So if there's anything holding you up, it hopefully shouldn't do so for long. As for your weather, sitting at around 94 degrees, going to be a low of 79 tonight. Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be about as hot as we got this afternoon, sitting at around 97 and 96 for the highs. But come Thursday, we're going to see those highs drop to 89 degrees. That's mainly because we're going to have some rainfall chances coming in.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, hot as heck, right?
Yes.
All right. Netflix is diving into generative AI, not just to save time, but to reshape how shows are made. Do we care? We're going to find out here. Here's Deborah Valentine with the report.
Netflix used generative artificial intelligence for the first time in The Eternaut, an Argentine sci-fi series released this spring. A scene showing a building collapse in Buenos Aires was created entirely with Gen AI, done 10 times faster than traditional visual effects. Netflix now plans to expand AI use for ads and product placements in its ad-supported tier. But that's raising alarms in Hollywood, where writers and actors worry AI could replace creative jobs. Netflix says it's a tool, not a replacement, but the timing comes as industry contracts increasingly seek limits on AI use. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And Grateful Dead fans unable to make it to San Francisco to celebrate the band's 60th anniversary next month will be able to head to an IMAX theater instead. Select IMAX locations across North America will show Dead and Company's final night of their sold-out three-show run at Golden Gate Park on August 3rd. Tickets for the one-night-only screening will include a commemorative poster, lanyard, and laminate. The show will start at 8 p.m. our time and is expected to run for about 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it's a typical Dead concert time. Something like that. I wonder if they're going to put in the actual smells of a concert in those movie theaters.
I can't imagine it would smell pleasant.
A lot of pot in those movie theaters. Something to think about. Come on.
No.
Okay. Mariah. What do you mean no? Mariah Carey fans getting more details on her long-awaited album. What was it? 6 years? 7 years? Something like that?
I think it was 7 years ago, yeah.
Okay. Here's Lillian Wu with the details.
Mariah Carey announces a title and release date for her 16th studio album. Here for It All, what fans have been calling MC16, is expected to drop September 26th via Gamma. The news coming in an Instagram video. In the video, she flips her hair back and walks slowly in shiny black leather high-heel boots with the album title spelled over and over behind her, followed by the date 9/26. Carey's most recent studio album, Caution, was released in 2018. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
So by the time it comes out, I guess it'll be 8 years. The family of Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman is mourning a tragic accident. According to reports from TMZ, Chapman lost his 13-year-old step-grandson over the weekend after allegedly being shot by his father, who is Chapman's stepson, Gregory Zecca. Police told TMZ no arrests have been made and an investigation is ongoing. Chapman and his wife, Frankie, are asking for privacy and prayers as they grieve during this time.
Another senseless crime there to pass on. Superman continues to fly high at the weekend box office. Jane Fergus, in with the story this afternoon.
James Gunn's Superman remains the number one movie in theaters in the U.S. and Canada, collecting another $57.3 million in its second weekend.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
You'd let me interview you as Superman.
Sure.
Superman has now grossed nearly $407 million worldwide. Jurassic World Rebirth coming in second with $23.4 million in its third week of release. But some movies falling flat at the box office. I Know What You Did Last Summer opened with $13 million to take third place. And Paramount Pictures' Smurfs debuting in fourth place with $11 million. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner, best known for his role on The Cosby Show, has died at the age of 54. Bill Malusian has the details for you.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, obviously best known for playing Theo on The Cosby Show. And according to TMZ, he has died after what appears to be an accidental drowning while on vacation with his family in Costa Rica. Now, TMZ reports that Warner, who's only 54 years old, died of asphyxia after he was caught by a strong current in the ocean there, and his body was found Sunday afternoon. Now, Fox has not been able to independently verify his death. We have reached out to his agent as well as his manager. We have not heard back yet, but we can tell you the Associated Press also reporting that he has passed away.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.